It's Tuesday, September 27, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: new insights of the relevance of IT services companies, and one potential security bill and a new finalized data law to consider. This is the Business of Tech. If you're worried about your relevance, CompTIA data says not to be. 62% of respondents in CompTIA's latest research, SMB Technology Buying Trends, say the use of technology today is a primary factor in their reaching their strategic business goals. 31% deem tech a secondary factor in those critical efforts, with only 5% calling it a non-factor. Let's quote the report. In general, these more aggressive business goals seem to map with the more positive attitudes about the current state of their business. 3 in 10 SMBs agreed that their company was thriving thus far in 2022 by increasing revenue and profitability. That compares with 22% that said so last year. Most firms describe their health as holding steady in revenue and profit levels, similar to last year, 51% in 2022 and 48% in 2021. The number that reports struggling this year, a net 19%, is down from 29% that said so in 2021. Other areas of growth? This one from Synergy Research Group. Pending on-cloud-based and on-prem collaboration technologies grew to nearly $15 billion in Q2 2022, an 8% quarterly bump compared to last year, quoting CIO Dive. Companies decreased the proportion of collaboration investment in on-prem, doubling down on cloud-based as-a-service technologies. On-prem spending accounted for just 20% of the $15 billion. At the same time, nearly half went to a small group of high-growth, in-demand services, including service-based unified communication, contact center, and communications platform technology. The article further positions this as good for Microsoft and bad for Zoom due to the former's positioning broadly to deliver all the services around work. Why do we care? That list of technologies is the critical insight. Where are the high-growth, in-demand services? Around supporting collaboration and work. If you want to be as relevant as possible to your customers, who seem optimistic, then you'll be focusing here. So, some new legislation to be aware of. The top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Homeland Security Committee have introduced new legislation to protect open source software from cyber attacks while evaluating how federal government agencies use open source code. The Securing Open Source Software Act would provide a series of new directives for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to hire open source experts and develop a framework to assess open source code risks within 1 year. That story from NextGov. Of note, that bill is in reaction to Log4j. And signed in California, AB 587 requires social media companies making more than $100 million in annual revenue to publish their terms of service and submit semi-annual reports to the state attorney general detailing how they enforce those terms. Each violation can cost them up to $15,000. Also from California, the California Age Appropriate Design Code Act. The act requires all California companies providing online services that children might access to default to the highest level of privacy settings, conduct privacy impact assessments, and report them to the Attorney General. It also prevents those businesses from using children's personal information indiscriminately. These two stories from Protocol. Why do we care? Most listeners shouldn't spend their time worrying about bills like AB 587 and instead focus on two areas to keep track of with their customers. These are examples of that. First, ensure you're tracking security-related changes based on the velocity they're coming out of the government. Second, follow data and privacy because states are stepping in with the Fed moving at its current glacial pace, which will continue to make it a complex area. Of course, complexity can mean opportunity too. Did you know all the ways you can get this podcast? Besides this audio feed, you can subscribe to the Daily Digest and get copies of all of our story notes every single day in your inbox. Or every Monday, the weekly newsletter, a new original piece looking at the trends in the market. Sign up at businessof.tech/subscribe today. Thanks for listening. Today is National No Excuses Day, so get out there and make something happen. It's also National Crush a Can Day, so no excuses for that one. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.